Well, welcome to the welcome and announcements, because we do welcome you on this first Sunday after Christmas. My prayer is that you all had a wonderful Christmas together with your family and enjoyed each other's company. We've had a wonderful time this year at Bethel, getting over the COVID, working through the COVID, and all kinds of things, looking forward to the year of 2022. Wow. They got to be even numbers, so I'm thinking that ought to be good. 2022, can you imagine? But I did want to give you an update that we as a church was able to adopt a family with a Christmas basket this year. And it all started back at Trunk and Treat when we had Trunk and Treat. Travis had recorded our visitors, and it told them that we were going to record them, and we were going to have a drawing or a costume contest, I forget really which. And when he called the family that had won it, the lady had burst into tears because it came at a special time when her husband was in the hospital and they were having some challenges. So Travis and Tina and Judy coordinated the effort, and almost all, I mean all, people of the Bethel Church who at least attend regularly, all participating and putting together a great, great, great big box of food. And it was wonderful. And we were also able to give them $150 in cash. Thank you, Bethel. You are a wonderful church, and we thank you for all the gifts and other things that you do all year long. It's just an honor for me as your pastor to serve this little church. Well, I hope and pray you're ready for the new year. We're looking forward to it. My message this week is entitled The Favorite. Now, when you look down onto the page, you will see that it's no longer called Youth Message. It's simply entitled Message. Because we've been working with the youth. Originally, it started out when COVID first started that we couldn't be in touch with the youth, and we knew that most all of them had cell phones, laptops, and different things, especially through the COVID situation. So we had done our very best to keep in touch with them, and Tina and Travis had done a great, great job. Also, Tina, too, which had been a wonderful asset to our church, is moving to Arizona, her and Greg. So I hope and pray that you keep them in prayer as they make that big move. Well, I think that's all the announcements that I have today, except for birthday wishes. And, of course, we celebrated Jesus' birthday just yesterday or day before. I'm recording this on Friday, so maybe we haven't done it yet, but we will with a candlelight service Christmas Eve. So hope and pray that you are celebrating Jesus' birthday. And we know there's birthday somewhere, so we sing, Happy Birthday to you, Happy Birthday to you, Happy Birthday, God bless you, Happy Birthday to you, and many more. Sing with anniversaries, you know, we got the new year coming up, and this has been a year probably you can reflect on, and a milestone. Don't always have to be wedding anniversary. It could be job anniversary or anything else that's important to your life. So we know there's an anniversary somewhere. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. And many more. Hope to see you in church in person. Some of you who've been listening to the online service, we'll continue to do the online service as long as you all want to have an online service. But we hope and pray that we'll see you in church sometime soon. God loves you, and so do we.